If you'd like to reduce your tax bill, you may want to think about reducing your weight. The IRS has decided that obese people may deduct the cost of weight reduction programs under certain conditions. Joining us to talk about this is Bob Sharon, editor of Practical Tax Strategies. Welcome, Mr. Sharon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I suppose before we all get excited and run out and buy a carton of SlimFast, we need to talk about the details here. First of all, who is eligible for this tax deduction?
Right. Basically, the tax break is available to all people who are diagnosed as obese.
So if you meet the standard, what weight reduction costs are tax deductible?
Actually, the ruling itself is rather narrow. It poses the situation of two different taxpayers. One has been diagnosed as obese by the physician, but is otherwise quite healthy. The other one is not obese, but does suffer from hypertension. Now, that second one had, even under old standards, would have been able to deduct the cost of a weight loss program because he or she suffered from hypertension, which is a disease. The ruling, what it does, is expands the deduction rules for that first taxpayer who was otherwise healthy. The ruling says that obesity is itself a disease, and therefore that treatment of the disease would be deductible. The ruling speaks of people attending a weight loss program where they go to meetings, develop a diet plan, receive menus and literature, and discuss their problems that they encountered in dieting. And the upfront cost of joining such a program, plus the fees are paid for attending each meeting, are considered deductible medical expenses.
So you're saying Weight Watchers programs and other programs like that might be deductible. What about just joining a gym?
No, there's a major distinction there. Joining a gym would not be deductible.
What about special foods?
Special foods. Now, at the beginning, you had mentioned SlimFast, and actually something like that would not necessarily be deductible. The ruling specifically addresses that issue, where the people purchase special reduced-calorie diet foods when they attend the meetings, and the ruling says that these costs are not deductible. The theory is that the people are going to be eating something to meet their nutritional needs anyway, so they're just substituting some foods for others.
What about surgery?
Surgery, if it's done for medical reasons, would be deductible. If it's done for purely cosmetic reasons, it would not be.
Now, the other thing is that, like all health deductions, you've got to meet the 7.5% test on this, right?
Right. Let's take it from the beginning. First of all, you need to itemize your deductions. A lot of taxpayers use the standard deduction, and those people would clearly not be eligible for any medical deduction. But even if you itemize your deductions, you can only deduct medical expenses to the extent they exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, and that is a tough threshold to meet. One other point.
Sure.
There is, while people may not qualify for medical deduction, they may still be eligible for tax savings based on this new ruling. A lot of employees are covered by flexible spending accounts.
Right.
Now that this ruling says that these weight loss programs are medical expenses, those should be covered by the program so people can get those reimbursements.
Oh, I see. So you would be able to do it pre-tax even if you didn't...
even if you don't meet that 7.5%.
Well, thanks very much, Mr. Sharon.
Okay.
Bob Sharon is editor of Practical Tax Strategies. He spoke with us from New York.